If you need a little hope, this is the show for you. If you have been watching what's been happening with the election, you've been seeing the media calling it for Joe Biden. If you are depressed when you see the first priority of Joe Biden will be to have a mask mandate and that he's going to work through the governors and then eventually the counties, and you just feel really bummed out about all of the media pushing a Joe Biden presidency. Well, this is a show for you. I hope this show encourages you. I hope that this will inspire courage in you. And I hope that you share this show with others who need it as well. There is good news regarding this election and our freedoms as Christians, as conservatives. You know, if you see AOC wants to put us on a list, and round us up. That doesn't sound eerily familiar of previous things that her side has done in history, her side being the left libertarians. The left totalitarians, definitely not the libertarians. Those are our peoples, even though they're a little misguided and misdirected, but they are still our people. Welcome to the show. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening, sharing the show. Again, if there are people that you know that are incredibly bummed out that need some hope, give them the show. Send them the show. It would be the best free present you can give them today. We're part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Go over to flfnetwork.com. Since we're all getting banned, from all the platforms from anything we say. I think a majority of the things I posted this weekend were censored by Twitter or Facebook. It's absolutely amazing what they are doing to their customers. We're their product, technically. But if you go to flfnetwork.com, put in HGBT, you'll be supporting us. You'll get a mug like that, tons of other great benefits, and helping us proclaim the lordship of Jesus in every area of life. And does this election and the fraud and all of the coup-ness of it, that's my new word, coup-ness. It's a coup, and all of the things that involve the coup are called coup-ness. It's very coup-ness-y. Consider becoming a supporter so you can help us build our platform before we get deplatformed, because most certainly we are on the chopping block already. Our Facebook group, Fight Laugh Feast Family Party, is already being monitored till January 5th, so that's fantastic. But you can go become a member. Last thing before we get into the hopeful part of the show, we got to tell you about Samaritan Ministries. Let's be honest, talking about health insurance is not something anyone really likes to do. It can be confusing with lots of jargon. Plus, who really knows what it's actually going to take care of, what it's going to actually take care of? That's why Samaritan Ministries is the healthcare option you should consider. It's not insurance. It's Christians sharing healthcare costs and encouraging one another when there's a medical need. Samaritan members knows that when an illness or injury happens, fellow members have their backs. Here's how it works. There's no network restrictions. You choose your doctor, hospital, pharmacy. Send your medical bills to Samaritan Ministries. They notify other members to send you money to help you pay your shareable bills, which in some cases could include therapeutic massage and alternative medical practices. Samaritan members send a fixed amount every month directly to another member, and the cost for one person can be as low as $75 a month. You can join Samaritan Ministries any time of year. Why not today? Learn more at SamaritanMinistries.org, SamaritanMinistries.org. All right. So I wanted to start off with a definition that you guys really need, to know, because this is what's happening to us. It's a one-sided war right now, or at least the tactics are one-sided in this respect. The war of attrition. A war of attrition is a prolonged war or period of conflict during which each side seeks to gradually wear out the other by a series of small-scale actions. And this started on Election Day. It might have arguably started before it, but it definitely started on Election Day. And when we say prolonged, it's relative. The prolonged period for our case was beyond the day, beyond the Election Day. And we saw this with several different states where they were prolonging the counts. They were prolonging the many days that they need, prolonging until this week before they said they would come out with the votes. And why are they doing that? It's because they're trying to wear us down. They are having a run all plays methodology like we've talked about before in other contexts, where they're trying to run fraud plays, they're trying to get dead people to vote, where they're using software and algorithms, according to Sidney Powell and a lieutenant general from retired from the Navy. He called this two days before the election on November 2nd on InfoWars, which, you know, say what you want about InfoWars, but they are often right about things. 2 days before, he said, it's going to look like Trump's going to win. And then slowly it's going to be taken away. And it's going to be because of the software system used by the NSA and used in other countries' elections is going to be used on us. And what was compelling to me about that was a few different things. One, he's a lieutenant general in retired Navy. He's not just some wackadoodle, although they could be. But two, he called the exact thing that was going to happen in the election. It was going to look like Trump was going to win, which it did. And then it's slowly going to be taken away from him. And that's when we saw all these swing states pause. That's when we started to see weird things like Arizona called instantly before anyone else on Fox News. That's when there was a pipe burst in a building that didn't have anything to do with counting the ballots. And then they postponed it when certain states said they're not going to report until the next week. And then slowly we watch and slip away. And then I saw on Fox Business, Sidney Powell, who was Michael Flynn's attorney, she was talking about this as well. And she is somebody who is very serious and somebody who does practice law and wouldn't just be touting out this kind of thing without evidence. And so we're seeing all of these things. And what's happening with the declaration that Joe Biden is president by all of the media last Saturday, with all of these stories about what Joe Biden is going to do, Kamala Harris changing her status to VP, elect VP or whatever it is, these are all gradually made steps to wear the other side down. And they're able to wage this war because of the platforms they control, because of the censorship they're able to do on social media, because that even Fox News is in the tank for them, as you guys know. And so this is what's happening to us. And this is why I want to give you hope. It's because it is more important than ever as the legal teams are filing lawsuits as of today, of Monday, for these different states asking for recounts. It is definite, or I should say, it is certain that we have a number of cases of evidence of witnesses that attest to fraud. And there is plenty of it enough to show that Donald Trump actually won the presidency. And they are fighting that in courts. But what do we need to do? We need to be courageous and be encouraged and be encouraging others. Now is the time for courage. Now is the time to be encouraged and therefore encouraging others, because the courts are going to be more reluctant. Listen to me here. This is so important, guys. This is so important. There's a few things that are going to sway the courts, all the way from the state courts, the state circuit courts, all the way up to the Supreme Court. There's going to be a number of things that will sway them in how they vote beyond the legal arguments, beyond the broken laws. Hear me now, guys, because this is where you come in. I had a show before in response to you guys asking me, what do we do? And I told you, and continue to do those things. Make posts supporting the president. Make donations to the legal funds. Call up your representatives and governors. My household did it this weekend. We called DeSantis. We called Scott, our representative, Scott. Oh, geez. I was going to say our Scott Clark. That's not it. Oh, geez. What's his name? Oh, my goodness. It doesn't matter. Scott. You know, the representative. And Rubio. Marco Rubio. Tim Scott? No. I don't know. The bald white guy. We called them. And we said, hey, we're really concerned. What are you going to do? Oh, you're not doing anything? What do you plan on doing? Like, why aren't you doing something? Why aren't you showing support? And okay, so this is why it's important. Because in order for the courts to overturn the fraudulent votes and therefore changing the winner of it, not that he won, but that he stole the votes, but it just appears that way because the media in their war of attrition has
made it look like we're the ones trying to overturn the election, even though they are the ones who had the frauds that blocked people out, that had statistical impossibilities of 130,000 people, 130 vote dumps, where it's 130,000 vote dumps that only were for Joe Biden. Statistically impossible. That happened twice in two different states where they boarded up the counting, that they removed Republicans from watching. For the courts to overturn based on these kinds of things, these kinds of examples, there needs to be political will. That means that we can't get discouraged. That means that we can't let them be victorious. That means that we can't stop sharing, can't stop talking about it, can't keep sharing. We can't stop sharing shows like this. We can't stop sharing what the videos that we're seeing. We can't stop sharing them. We got to keep doing it. We got to keep putting pressure on them. And that means we also have to keep putting pressure on our representatives. We have to keep calling them, keep following up. Hey, what's the status? Hey, I want to follow up and see where we're at. Hey, I want to follow up and see. You said you were going to do this. Did you support him? Hey, I saw you tweeted this. I really appreciate that. Can you do another tweet? This is where we come in. We have to be as present. I was seeing protests in Arizona, in Pennsylvania, and I loved it. We have to continue with these because this is what's going to give the Supreme Court and all the other lower courts the courage to live up to their oath to protect the Constitution of the United States. And I wanted to give you some encouraging thoughts. I've just basically been documenting via screenshots. Screenshots of the different cases of fraud and all those things that could be overturned and reversed that will be a significant impact on the election. Steve Dace, recommend following him. Trump team says there's identified 9,000 ballots in Nevada that were cast by people who did not live in the state. 9,000 ballots. How significant is that, do you say? That's 1/3 of Biden's lead. Just in this one instance of fraud in Nevada, 9,000 ballots cast by people not in the United States. I mean, not in Nevada, not in the state of Nevada. 1/3 of Joe Biden's lead. We've identified over 450,000 ballots that miraculously only have voted for Joe Biden. Sidney Powell. Who in their right mind would only vote for president and nothing else? 450,000 ballots. What is more likely? That there's 450,000 ballots in certain contested states where they don't care about politics, but they just wanted to send in and make sure Biden voted? Or is it more likely that, hey, we need 450,000 votes to win this state, to win this county? So let's just start making and writing these absentee ballots and these mail-out ballots and just start marking them for Biden and sending them in. It takes too much time to fill out the rest. Which one do you think is more likely? And remember, the Democrats decided to spy on our president with the CIA and all of our intelligence agencies. Do you remember that? Do you not think they would try to steal election? Do you not think they would fraud us like this? Sidney Powell just went on Lou Dobbs talking about evidence that Biden campaign operatives utilized hammer and scorecard software to steal votes. That's the NSA, CIA software that is used to manipulate votes. And we saw that. And this is makes sense because what it does is it uses algorithms and it uses scripts to go in and change votes. And this software is used in a number of different states. And this is when we saw in Michigan, 6,000 votes went for Biden that were actually cast for Trump. The machine just counted them for the other party. 132,000, I believe it was. Something around there. It was Michigan or Wisconsin to get them flipped. The other one was 98,000. Ballot dumps all went for Biden. None of these anomalies go for Trump. They all go for Biden. None of these dead people voted for Trump. They all voted for Biden. All of these one ballot votes voted for Biden. None of them for Trump. Not that I know of. A little curious, isn't it? So those are some examples, and this is what I want to encourage you with. I'm on a secure... This is Rod Martin. He spoke at the Fight Laugh Feast Conference. He's one of those, you know, guys who gets around and has his ear in things. I'm on a secure call with the elections experts right now. There's no question, in all caps. There's enough demonstrable fraud out there to win this election. Did you hear that, guys? Because if you aren't listening and seeing anything besides the media, anything besides what your liberal Marxist friends say, you won't hear this. He's on a call with election experts and says there's no question, there's enough demonstrable fraud out there to win this election. There's enough. There's enough, guys. And he says, we're going to have to demonstrate it in court, and you never know how that will go. But it's there. Crazy amounts of it. So say so. Do not hold back. People need to know or they'll give up. It's only day 5 of a 34-day war. Rod Martin. Why do we not know how the courts are going to decide? Because some of them are liberals. But good news, Trump appointed a lot of these judges and a lot of these appellate courts and district courts and the Supreme Court. Should we sit back and just trust that they'll do what's right? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. We need to do what I told you to do earlier in the show. Don't lose heart. Find courage in yourself. Be resolved to do what is right. Be an encourager and encouraging others and sharing people with this news and sharing. Don't back down. Don't feel like you need to be silenced and that you're the crazy one. That's what they want you to think. Call your representatives. Share this stuff on social media. Get on Parler where everyone's going. The site keeps getting overloaded because it's the number one downloaded app now because people are leaving Facebook and Twitter. They've had it. They've had it with those tyrants. They've had it with the totalitarians. I'm going to leave you guys with this. The fraud is known. There is enough evidence. We can win this election. The courts can do what is right, but it is up to you and me to fight right now. How do you fight? Calling your representatives. I know a lot of you haven't, because to them, 100 calls is significant because no one calls. If every single person on this show that listens, based on the statistics of how many people listen to the show, if you would go, all of you, and call your representatives, call your senators, call your governors, especially if they're Republican, and you say you want a fair election, that this country is too important to just be frauded away under a Democratic coup, we will make a difference. The courts will feel it. They will know it. Just like when John Roberts bows down to the left and makes his stupid, illogical, foolish decisions, because the left knows how to influence, and we can too. Call your representatives, go to the protests, share on social media, share these shows, share the video clips, share the evidence, get other people involved. This is war. We're going to either fight a cold, warm war now, or our children are going to fight a hot war, a real war. Everything that we think about as war, our children are going to be left for it. And in 20 years, when my children ask me about this time, I am not going to tell them I could have done more, that there was more I could have done. And I hope that you are as resolved as I am to say the same. I'm going to do everything I can to not squander the gifts that God has given me. Not that America is the savior, not that Donald Trump is the answer, but we have been given the privilege to have a vote in this republic democracy. And it has been a blessing, and it has been used by God. And I want to go the right way. I want to go back towards Christian principles. I don't want to just hand it over to the coup. I don't want to just hand it over to the totalitarians and let them put us on a list and make us have a mask mandate and put on our Marxist burkas. I'm not ready for that. I'm not ready to tell my children that. I hope you're not either. We'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless.